thank you so much for this opportunity. And let me just say, when we first put together this abstract, it was just called the Advocacy Initiative, and we've since have a name for this initiative. It's called Voices for Healthy Kids. So you hear me reference that. So I'm here to tell you that, the following personal financial relationships, commercial interests relevant to this presentation exist in the past 12 months. There are no relationships to disclose. So I'm here to tell you that change can happen, and I'm sure you're all very aware that for our kids today, that change has not always been good. And over the last few generations, we've really largely engineered physical activity and healthy eating out of the environments of our kids in schools, in communities, in the places where they play. And for many families today, it's very difficult to have access to physical activity and healthy food. And now, as a result, nearly one in every three of our children are either obese or overweight. In order to really, what we recognize very much is in order to change those environments, the role that public policy will change in that has become exceptionally important in order to both to foster those healthy choices as well as to prevent these problems. So that's why we've created Voices for Healthy Kids. To give you a sense of a little bit of the scope of this project, between the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the American Heart Association, in the first 2 years alone, we'll invest about $25 million in public policy advocacy focused in schools and communities on public policy at the state and the community level. And really, our aim is to reverse the childhood obesity epidemic by 2015 through public policy advocacy. And really, to meet the objectives of this campaign, we're going to need partners from state and local coalitions, national organizations, as well as all of you as individual advocates in the work that you can do to help advance our work. As Stuart said, my name is Jill Birnbaum. I'm the Executive Director of Voices for Healthy Kids, and I'm also the Vice President for State Advocacy and Public Health at the American Heart Association. I've been working on our public policy efforts for the last 7 years and really pleased to take everything that we know on how to do issue advocacy across the work that we do with the assets of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and really through partnership working to leverage public policy across the nation. So I'm going to really quickly provide you a little bit about what our public policy priorities are, talk a little bit about our approach, and then finally and most importantly, as partners, how you can get involved. For the sake of time, I won't go into a lot of detail on our public policy priorities, but they're broken out across six target areas. And under each of these six target areas, originally established by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, we've identified very specific policy interventions that we will prioritize. There are approximately 18, of these, there are about seven that are particularly focused on going into 2014 state legislative sessions. Starting first with smart food schools, a lot of focus on implementation of the federal competitive food school laws for those of you familiar with that work, as well as some additional state and local policy that we'll be able to do to continue to improve the school food environment for our children. In the area of healthy drinks, a lot of our focus will be on increasing the price of sugar-sweetened beverages, in particular sugar-sweetened beverage taxes, as well as eliminating taxes on healthier options such as water, as well as reducing access to sugar-sweetened beverages in government buildings, as well as increasing access to water in the school environment. A particular early area of focus for us, both in terms of funding as well as some of the work that we're doing, will be on food access, in particular on funding through state appropriations as well as leveraging federal funds for healthy fresh food financing initiatives, as well as corner store initiatives focused on increasing food access in underserved neighborhoods. In the area of food marketing to kids, there's been a lot of really great national and federal work going on in this area. A lot of our early work here will be around working in the school, retail, and community and restaurant environments in particular around changes in food marketing practices. In the area of what we call our active places work, a lot of great work has already happened in this area around working to change the environment in which our kids live. But we'll be working on such things as shared use policies for schools, some often referred to as not shared use, but joint use. We stopped calling it joint use, by the way, because we had a few of our staff in a few states that were working on marijuana laws. There was some confusion, and I'm not kidding on that. So we now call it shared use, but some of you may still know it as joint use. Some work around safe routes to school, as well as complete streets initiatives, and an active kids out of school, really working on improving the environment and out of school time through physical activity standards. And really, in knowing that partnership will be exceptionally important in this initiative, we have 6 formal partners, although you see our coalition is much larger than this, that we've brought in terms of leveraging true national experts to assist in this effort. We refer to them as our hubs, but they're really 6 additional expert organizations with experts to assist us in developing our approaches and campaigns, providing technical assistance. And I'm sure many of you are if you're working in obesity prevention, familiar with each of these organizations. I'll go a little bit into our approach. For those of you who may have worked in tobacco work in the past, we're largely modeled off of the campaign for tobacco-free kids model for tobacco control. Our work is to really leverage a comparable approach, not exact, but a comparable approach to childhood obesity. We're, as I've already stated, we've created some national priorities. We're setting some national goals for moving policy. We'll be developing tools for everything from model campaigns for issue advocacy at the state and community level, things like model ads, model policy, model messages, all the things we know at that level we need to succeed in our advocacy efforts. We'll also be developing a national coalition. One of the things, many of the different areas of obesity have some strong national coalitions. For example, in food marketing, there's the Food Marketing Work Group, or in nutrition, there's the NANA Coalition. There are many national coalitions focused in many of these areas, but not one that really covers all 6, where we sit down as national partners and think about how we strategically move policy across the country, and that's where the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids really comes in for us in tobacco control of those strategic decisions and campaign design. And so a national coalition I'll touch on just quickly was a large priority for us in the design of this initiative. We'll also be providing technical assistance to the field. Again, really understanding how to win campaigns. We're actually in the process, Debbie Horner on our team here is in the process of developing 8 regional trainings, for example, for all of our grantees and our staff on the ground to help them both build their skills and issue advocacy, as well as how to move specific campaigns in each of these target areas. And then what I'm most excited about, because this is what in our assessment was largely lacking in the movement up to this point, is about 40% of our resources will be going back out the door to states and communities to fund their issue advocacy campaigns on the ground. We know from our work in tobacco control, it wasn't just about the campaign for tobacco-free kids or just about the technical assistance. States and communities on the ground got needed resources, in this case also through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, to be able to invest on ads and lobbyists and all the things that we know that we need to move public policy across the country. This is the national coalition at this point that we've pulled together. We've had our first meeting, and largely what we are focused on with this group is on alignment of resources. We've largely worked independently as organizations. We will continue in some ways to work independently to some extent. We each have our own approaches and issues that we work on and priorities. It's a diverse group of organizations, but what we're all committed to is, at least to the extent that we can with the organizational resources that we have, to commit to these priorities, to align our resources, our staff, our dollars, our investments in campaigns, the populations that we reach, to align those as much as we can to help meet these target policy priorities. The key opportunity, again, that I think this initiative provides the greatest added value is, again, on the funds that we have to go out the door. And if you work in childhood obesity or you know groups that work in childhood obesity, you're a 501c3 and you have the ability to lobby, because the thing I'll say about this initiative is we have the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funds are available for non-lobbying advocacy, and we'll use those for that. But we also have the resources of the American Heart Association, and those resources can be used for direct and grassroots lobbying. So the funding we'll have available here for our partners on the ground will be for a combination of non-lobbying advocacy and lobbying. So you see here across our funding portfolio, we have a number of different grant opportunities that are for non-lobbying advocacy, as well as at the point that a coalition may need lobbying resources to help move their efforts. We'll have those resources available on the ground as well. And then again, one of the critical things, whether we fund a community or state or not, that we'll be making available are these campaigns that we'll develop. And for each of the issue areas, they're currently in development, but really getting ready in preparation for 2014 state legislative sessions. Again, it's everything from national campaign brand. I'll tell you, for example, with healthy food financing initiatives, which is kind of our first out of the gate opportunity both for campaign development and funding. Kind of the theme for that is called What's in Store. So it'll be a theme around what's in store, where we really encourage communities and states to really understand the environments in communities, to know if the residents there have access to healthy food, and if they don't, there's something that we can do about it as a nation, which is invest in healthy food financing initiatives. So each of our campaigns will have a brand. Again, we're doing a lot of policy research, message research, stakeholder development, developing tools for grassroots advocacy, media advocacy, engaging in decision makers, and then operations and training. So each one of these areas, very similar, as I said, to what the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids provided for us in tobacco control, really all the tools that campaigns need. And these will be widely available tools. Obviously, AHA staff, our grantees, and others will have access, but we'll have a wide dissemination strategy. And so for anybody, whether funded or not, if this is something that you want to work on in your state or your community, these will be resources that will be widely available. Again, our first campaign is on healthy food financing. Here's an example of just what the outside of the toolkit we've developed looks like, but in this case saying what's in store for us, with that message of really understanding that there are communities out there that are largely underserved when it comes to access to healthy foods. And also, again, developing a strategic assistance model for states, really helping position them and their coalitions to be successful. And Debbie Horn over here on our team is pulling a lot of this together, 8 regional trainings in the coming months, as well as just ongoing technical assistance, both kind of some core services we'll be providing, as well as, again, customized technical assistance to each of our grantees to help them build their skills, both to win now as well as to build their capacity to do issue advocacy work in the future. And as well as the partners that we've already engaged in this work, both nationally on the ground, we need you to be involved as well. If you're interested in childhood obesity work, one really easy way to get involved as an individual is to become a leader on our preventobesity.org network. It's a resource that was an investment of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to develop in getting grassroots advocates interested in childhood obesity engaged. And it's now a resource that they've handed over to the American Heart Association for our work on Voices for Healthy Kids, and it'll be our grassroots network for engagement. Has over 300,000 people already in that network, and we need more to be successful. But then also, we would love your help in organizing and engaging and mobilizing the networks that you have, identifying policy priorities, perhaps aligned with any of these priorities that we have, applying for funds, as well as, like I said, what we really learned from tobacco is that importance of having similar campaigns across the nation, creating a movement. And my best example of that is, you know, we didn't start our tobacco control work in North Carolina, right? We started in places where we got early wins, and we created movements across the nation, and now North Carolina is smoke-free. And I've always thought if we can make North Carolina smoke-free, over time, we can do it anywhere, right, Ashley? I see Ashley Bell, who was part of that effort, sitting in the audience. But really, it's that movement building. So we really would love your support in taking advantage of those campaign tools as well as that technical assistance that we have. If you're interested in our campaign fund, voicesforhealthykids.org, as I said, open a 501c3 is with the ability to lobby, aligned with our policy priorities, and we tried to make the process as simple as possible. So finally, and what I would say is we need you to join us. We're looking for new important partners. If you're interested, whether in our strategic advocacy, our strategic campaign fund, interested in becoming part of our coalition nationally, if you're a national organization on the ground with some of the coalitions we'll be forming in states, we'd love to hear from you. Follow us on Twitter. Join us on, like us on Facebook, and that's my email there if you'd like more information. Thank you.